Hi, this is Ron. I just found out that Kevin from the Extra Mile podcast and Jeff Galloway are going to come out with their own podcast in a month or two, and I have a copy of their promo that I'm going to play for you now. So go ahead and take a listen and subscribe to the new podcast if you get a chance. See ya.
Hello, this is Jeff Galloway, Olympian and distance running expert.
And I'm Kevin, host of the Extra Mile podcast.
Kevin and I have come together today to tell you about an exciting new project we're working on this year that could absolutely change the way you think of running, possibly forever.
That's right, Jeff. This time, not only are we looking to help you finish your first or 100th marathon,
this time, we want to show you how the Galloway Run Walk Run can help you run injury-free until you're 100.
That's a tall order, Jeff.
It is, Kevin, but it's not just talk. I've been on this quest for over 32 years now and have worked with over 250,000 runners with a success rate of over 98%. I think you have to agree, that's just not talk.
So here's the deal. Beginning in April, Jeff and I will begin a brand new series of podcasts that we call the Extra Mile Podcast Galloway Edition. In this podcast, we'll take you through the Galloway Run, Walk, Run training method from start to finish, from your first step out the door
to the last step across the finish line, injury-free.
And finish with you wondering how you ran so long without it. So make sure you keep an eye out for the Extra Mile Podcast Galloway Edition. Details will be posted at www.thegallowayextramile.com very soon, as well as in Jeff's monthly newsletter at www.jeffgalloway.com and in iTunes.
So until then, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey there, everyone. This is Ron's Update, brought to you by Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast, live from my car. Yesterday afternoon, I had an excellent 10-mile long run. I had been skeptical that I could even go 10 miles since I haven't had a long run since Disney, actually. And I was feeling kind of panicky because I got the Publix half coming up on the 20th. So I went yesterday and ran an out and back 10 miler, and my goal was to average 13:30 doing a Galloway run walk, and I actually averaged 13:19, so I was actually faster, even though it was a slow run walk. But I felt extremely good about it because at the end I actually had negative splits for the run. I was slower going out than coming back, and there was a lot more uphill on the way back, I would say, than on the way out, even though on the way out the biggest hill was on the way out in the fifth mile. I hit the big hill on the outside loop at Stone Mountain, and it's a steep hill, and of course I had that coming back as a downhill, but it's so steep that it's not one of those, if you're doing a slow run, that you're really gaining a lot of speed coming down. It's almost like you're in a braking mode running down it. Therefore, I felt that the majority of my back portion was pretty much the uphill portion of the run, particularly the last mile going back to the old Game Ranch parking lot. It's a gradual uphill from the village, Crossroads Village. So I got that run in, and I plan another long run of 12 miles next Wednesday. And then, of course, that'll be it before the half marathon. So I'm getting my confidence as far as my ability to run the half comfortably. Now, speed-wise, that's a different can of worms. I don't know that I'll be running that fast, but I mean, I'm not going to have any problem running 13.1 miles. It's just a matter of what the speed will be. And as I've said in the previous podcast, that isn't that important this time around. The importance this time around is actually doing it and then keying on Peachtree and then the Atlanta 13.1. So right now I'm in the car and I'm headed out to Stone Mountain for an easy trail run. This is like my easy day. It's really supposed to be a cross training day, but it's sunny out. It's about 67. It's a little breezy, but I just wanted to get in the woods and do an easy run in the woods. I don't have any goal of running fast. Since it's a recovery day, I'm just going to chug along and do what I want to do. Whether I run, walk, or crawl on my hands and knees, whatever it is, I'm just going to have a good time and enjoy it. And maybe I'll talk to you after I finish that trail run. I would take my mic with me and record while I'm on the run, but I'm just not in the mood to talk right now while I'm running. I wanted just to go enjoy them and enjoy the outdoors and not feel like I have to carry a mic and talk. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say there. So I'll maybe talk to you after a while. Bye. I just completed 4 miles on the trail and I'm back into my car and I'm at a loss to what to call it, whether I should call it a run or a walk, because it's actually slower than a run because it was a little over a 14-minute pace, and it's a little faster than what I walk, so it's kind of tweener there, you know. It's not a run and it's not a walk, so all I can say is it felt good. And I was out in the woods on the trail, and I enjoyed it, and that's what counts. And I didn't trip, which is even better. I went out from the parking lot, the new parking lot by the Crossroads Village, onto the trail, ran over to Indian Island. When I got to 2 miles, then I turned around and retraced my steps back the way I'd come. So I had a very good, easy, I don't know, how can I combine jog and walk? I don't know. Anyway, I had a good one, and it's over. So that's given me, with my running and my walking this week, so far I've got about 19 and a half miles in 3 days. And I have tomorrow, I think the projection is for a rainy, bad day. I don't know if that's going to be in the afternoon or all day long or what it is, but tomorrow is supposed to be my interval workout where I am going to do 6 times a quarter mile. And I hope I can get that in before it rains or maybe after. I hope it doesn't rain all day nonstop or anything like that, and I hope the weather's not bad on top of the rain, because if it's just a light rain, I can still go out and get it in. I just don't like getting it in with lightning bolts hitting on either side of me, you know. So that's what my plan is, but I'm not working at the golf course this weekend, so if I can't get it in Friday, maybe I can get it in Saturday. and maybe if it's a really a rainy, nasty day tomorrow, then I'll just ride my bike trainer instead of running. So we'll just see how it goes and what I'm going to end up doing. So I'm headed back on the outside loop in my car. I thought I would take a photo maybe of where I ran yesterday on my long run and put it in my podcast maybe, so you can see part of the road I was running on yesterday for my 10 miler. Well, that's all gonna be it for the day, and I'll talk to you again some other time. Goodbye.